Welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio behind the microphones. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Our friend Nick Hand from STLSportsPage.com in studio with us to break down the Blues season. Came to an end yesterday with a 3-1 loss to the Nashville Predators in Game 6. A little surprised about how many people were like disappointed and angry that this Blues team didn't win the Stanley Cup this year. And it's been 50 years, and I'm like, yeah, but I mean, did you really think the team was going to win the Stanley Cup this year? I mean, honestly, I mean, like, even the people who are like the biggest diehards, you honestly thought that the Blues were going to win the Stanley Cup this year. I mean, did your hopes increase when you saw Chicago go down? You're like, well, hell, you know, we might as just hand the cup over to us right now. Chicago's out of it.
And then the Blues dispatch Minnesota in 5 games.
Yeah.
And you see how hot Jake Allen is. And I think that's what got the casual fans' expectations
going.
That
could very well be, but I mean, like, but did you not watch his team all year?
And you still had to understand the 12 guys up front for the Blues.
And I said this during the month of March when they were feasting on, you know, the Colorados and the Arizonas of the world, and they were increasing their record and got to the point where they were number 3 seed. I'm not saying they didn't earn it, but I mean, it was not exactly a great measuring stick on how good this Blues team is when you see them playing, you know, the Sisters of the Poor of the NHL. They still have beat them, but like I said, not exactly the best measuring stick. And then everybody's talking about, you know, well, you know, Nashville, who they are, an 8th seed, and they're in the Western Conference Finals. They're an 8th seed, but they could have just as easily been a 3rd.
And if Nashville was healthy the entire season, I think many people forget that Nashville was a popular pick around the league going into the season as the team to represent the Western
Conference in the
Stanley Cup Final.
We had Sean Rourke from NHL.com on Friday, and he said that they were his pick to represent the Western Conference in the Stanley Cup Finals. He had Nashville going, so... Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is a team that just came out of nowhere.
And they battled injuries all season long. They got it together at the right time. They got hot. And the biggest thing is they got healthy. And on top of having more talent than the Blues up front, they were healthier than the Blues up front. And when you're playing a game based on speed and you're healthy, and the Blues don't have that much speed to begin with, that's the difference in the series.
All right, let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line. And Mr. I Told You So is on the line with us. I'm not calling him Mr. 99.9% anymore because he has gotten a lot of stuff wrong. I'm not going to go down the list. You're more like Mr. 92%. You're no longer Mr. 99.9. You're more like 92.
You're taking me down a few levels.
I'm going to knock you down. It's still an A, so you shouldn't be upset. You know, you're still going to graduate with honors. But, yeah, you may no longer be valedictorian.
Well, I know you were just talking about, referring to that stay of execution they got Friday. But eventually, it's like you're a prisoner on death row. You know the end is coming. And the court comes in at the last minute and give you a stay, a couple of hours stay. That's basically what the Blues got. They got a couple of hours stay, you know, to stay in and play an extra game. That's all it was, Matt. We all knew what was coming, okay? But, this is what I would suggest they do. Get rid of Tarasenko, man. Get rid of that guy.
No,
trade that guy.
You can't get rid of him. Okay, then who's going to score for him?
That's it. That's their job. Find some scores, man. Get you a couple of decent scores. I don't know if I heard this correctly. Out of 20 playoff games Tarasenko played in, he only has 4 goals, and I heard 2 of the goals was just garbage goals. Is that correct? Am I mistaken? Did I hear that correct, or am I mistaken?
The Blues played 11 postseason games. Tarasenko had 2 goals,
and it was game.
Excuse me, he had 3 goals and 4 assists in the postseason. So 7 points in 11 games.
I don't think Tarasenko played awfully either. I mean, he was good on defense. He was making plays. Look, Tarasenko he needs someone to set him up.
Let's run through this real quick on Tarasenko. The Blues don't win Game 1 in Minnesota without Tarasenko. Tarasenko set up Joel Edmondson's goal.
Correct.
That's one game right there, okay? Let's go to Game 5. Who scored the opening goal for the Blues in the clinch in Game 5? Who set the tone in that game?
Tarasenko.
Okay. Who won the game on home ice in Game 2 with a power play goal and then a goal with 6 minutes left?
Tarasenko.
Okay. Who scored yesterday in Game 5? Stastny?
Yeah.
On a shot that was deflected off of
Tarasenko.
From Tarasenko.
Yeah.
I mean, Tarasenko created a lot. Okay, Tarasenko and Schwartz drove the Blues offense as far as those guys could.
And you would say that part of it, like, what the Blues need to do is they need to add like a playmaking center to that front line with Tarasenko.
Did they get Tarasenko to create stuff, or did they get Tarasenko to score goals? I'm mistaken here. Which one is it? Both. They want to be a creator, both. Or do they want to be a goal scorer?
Well, right now they're asking him to do both because there's no one else on the team that does.
And if you create a goal or you score a goal, it still counts as a goal, and goals are precious in the postseason.
I look at these other players. I look at superstars. They show up game in and game out, man. They don't take games off, especially in the playoffs.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody accuse Tarasenko of taking a game off.
Hey, Mark.
Well, sometimes you can't even find this guy. You wonder if he even played in the game, you know?
Mark, did you watch the Chicago and Nashville series?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I watched it.
Would you say Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane are superstars?
Yeah, they're superstars.
Okay, how many goals combined did those two have in the series against Nashville?
Well, come on now.
That's a legitimate question. How many goals did they have in the series against Nashville?
Every athlete goes through stretches like that, but they don't disappear constantly year in. They got hard work behind them. You can't even compare that. They got hard work behind them. So that's a bad analogy.
No, they do have hardware behind them, but they have a team behind them.
The Blues trading Vladimir Tarasenko would be a colossal mistake.
Well, mistake. Like I said, I would get rid of the guy, get two decent scorers, man. That's what I would do. Okay, now you asking me what they should do? I'm telling you, they don't have any plan. They don't, like Baby O said, every year is something different. They want to get younger. Are we trying to get bigger? We trying to get fast. They don't have an identity. You might as well blow the thing up and start over.
Who's the two scorers that they should go after? Who should they target?
I don't know. I'm not a GM, okay, man. That's their job. That's what those guys get paid for.
You're to find those answers.
You're what George W. Bush would call.
You're the big idea guy, right? You just come in with a big idea and tell someone else, look, I just don't tell me about the labor. Just show me the baby. Trade Tarasenko for two more scores, and then call me tomorrow. Let me know how you did it.
Man, you know this stuff been going on for 50 years, man. Why would you keep doing the same thing? Blow the whole thing up, start from scratch, get some fresh faces down there, man.
This was supposed to be the year that they blew everything up and started all over. This was supposed to be the transition year because they lost David Backes, they lost Troy Brower, they traded Brian Elliott. This is supposed to be basically a rebuilding year. I don't know about you, but going into the Blue season, I was like, yeah, they may make the playoffs and lose in the first round. That's going to be maybe about it. They exceeded my expectations, especially considering the way this team was playing in January when Jake Allen looked completely lost and they were losing games left and right, eventually leading to the firing of Ken Hitchcock. I mean,
well, it really don't matter what you, like I'm saying, man. When I look at the Los Angeles Kings finish as an 8 seed and still win the Stanley Cup, man, all I'm hearing from here is a bunch of excuses, okay? They were an 8 seed, man, an 8 seed, and they won the Stanley Cup. So you mean to tell me the Blues can't be a – they were third. See, you mean they still can't win the Stanley Cup?
You're ignoring the fact that 8-seed Kings team proved itself to be a very solid team when they eventually went on to win multiple Stanley Cups.
But they were 8-seed. That's my point.
But they had the it was clear that when by the next couple of years that they had the talent on that team already when they made that run as an 8-seed. Things just clicked that year. And they clicked that year in the playoffs.
So how come things just can't click with the Blues one year, okay? How come that can't happen? It happens to everybody else but the Blues.
Because God hates St. Louis, Mark. That's all I got to
say. Hey, Mark, you're not.
Took our football team, made the weather crappy. So, I mean, I don't know any other, I can't think of any other reason.
And Mark, your premise on the Blues needing more scoring is not wrong. I fear your passion on that. And St. Louis will admit that's what they need. But Tarasenko and Schwartz can't score all the goals that's needed in a series. No first line can. You need secondary scoring.
What do you think they need?
Okay, so you have to improve again at center. The Blues have 2 to 3 third line centers. They have a marginal first line center to a top second line center in Paul Stastny, who's doing what's asked of him. The Blues need another second line center. And honestly, As crazy as this sounds right now, I think that guy is Joe Thornton in the free agency, which we'll talk about.
37-year-old Joe Thornton, huh?
Mark, okay, now we don't bring a dinosaur in. Okay, all right, take it easy.
Mark, have a good night. Have a couple of texts coming in. A couple from Ward Cleaver. Until St. Louis gets an NBA team to fill dates, the Blues will keep running in place. Maybe, I don't know. Also from Ward Cleaver, Mark, stick to smoking weed and drinking Ripple. I'm not sure what Ripple is. Hockey Bob, texting back in, please stop taking calls from this moron. I will never stop taking calls from Mark.
Or from anybody for that matter?
Or what?
Or from anybody for that matter.
Also from Hockey Bob, two playoffs in a row, Taves and Kane have 6 points total. That's not an accident. Also from the 314, Mark actually makes some very valid points. And also from Hockey Rob, the only sport that seeding matters is basketball. Lower seed win championships often in other sports. Fact, not really in the NFL.
Back to that very first text you read about how until they get an NBA team, the Blues will always be treading water. I hate this idea that if a franchise is not successful, it's simply because the front office is not trying hard enough to be successful.
No, I don't believe that.
This idea that because if a fan base doesn't force a front office to be successful by refusing to go to games when they're below 500, that if a fan base doesn't force and picket if you fail to win championships, that's why teams fail to win them, because just your management team just doesn't want it hard enough. They don't work hard enough. It's the most ridiculous idea I've ever seen come out of sports fans, and that's saying a lot. And I don't understand this thought process that, well, if the Blues really had to compete for fans, they would try harder to win. They'd be a winning franchise on a more consistent basis if they had something to compete, because it would be a drive. That's ridiculous.
I would say, like, that kind of theory may hold true in the NFL, because you make so much money in the NFL. You make $250 million just for being in the NFL, and that's from the TV contract. With the NHL, it's a little bit different. The NHL, a lot of these franchises, they aren't money-making machines. If you don't have, you know, people going through the turnstiles and deep playoff runs, you're not making as much money. So that's completely counterintuitive to everything that I would think about when it comes to the Blues. Another thing, too, you're trying to tell me that let's say the Blues did win the Stanley Cup this year, that this front office wouldn't be revered in the city until their dying days? Absolutely they would be. So why wouldn't they want that? How much more money would the franchise be worth if they won the Stanley Cup? So why wouldn't they want that? You're right, Rocky. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
I can understand you arguing it like, you know, it's a subtle, you know, it's a subconscious thing where because there isn't the drive, maybe there's not that push subconsciously to always be pushing to that next level. But that again, I don't believe, mainly because we found that a lot of people you find in sports are just the most crazy gung-ho people in the entire world. Not all of them are. I think it is also a fallacy that everyone who works in sports is immediately the smartest person about sports and knows more than anybody else. I think that's a fallacy too. But nonetheless, I think you can look at this Blues organization and I think you can see the way they talk and the way they do manage the team and tell me that they're not trying every bit as hard as they can to win a championship.
The great Frank Cusimano of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, heard Monday through Friday, 12 to noon, right here on 590 The Fan, said it best. There's three things.
10 to noon. You said 10 to noon. You said 12 to noon.
I'm sorry, 10 to noon, my bad. Yeah. There are three things all men think they can do better than other men. Number one is drive a car. Number two is run a sports franchise. And number three is have sex. Those are the three things that all men think they can do better than other men. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to get to your phone calls, and we're going to get to your texts. We're also going to talk about this franchise going forward with Nick Hand from STLSportsPage.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.